from the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Here's your latest agricultural update with Ron Hayes.
Howdy neighbors, Beef Buzz time, as we're talking today to Dr. Harold Newcomb, Technical Services Manager for Merck Animal Health. We talk internal parasite control of your beef cattle with Dr. Newcomb in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Joining us today, Dr. Harold Newcomb, who's Technical Services Manager for Merck Animal Health. And we're talking about resistant worms that we are fighting right now when it comes to deworming our beef cattle herds. Over the last 4 or 5 years, we're starting to see more and more resistance when we start using one class or another of the various beef cattle dewormers that are available to us. We have a total of 3 different classes that we can use. And Dr. Newcomb says there's some evidence out there that basically comes from down under from Australia that if you use 2 classes in combination, in tandem, you can actually do a good job of defeating that resistance to our dewormers.
The deal is, by putting 2 or more classes together and deworming those cattle, we're actually able to cut down on the amount of resistant parasites within the population. Sounds kind of funny, but that's just the way it works. The guys down in Australia figured this out because of the sheep deal down there. I mean, they had things that weren't, or situations where no wormer was working. And what they actually did is they developed parasite models. And they figured out pretty quick that using 2 or more classes together was the best answer to continue the efficacy of the classes they had and to help regain some of the efficacy that they had lost.
Dr. Newcomb says taking that information from down under and information they know about pastures, in other words, keeping egg count on pastures below a certain threshold, you've got the best opportunity for your cattle to gain well on your pastures. And as a result, they did a trial this last year that compared just a single acting class of dewormers versus combining a couple of classes and clean up and lower that egg count at the beginning of the grazing season.
What we did was we actually did a trial where we looked at keeping the egg counts low on pastures. And so what we did is we had 2 groups of cattle. One got a long-acting epinephrine. The other got a combination of generic ivermectin pour-on and Safeguard. And then Safeguard cubes again at day 28 and 56. The Safeguard group had a 23-pound advantage. But if you also looked at the egg counts, you'll see that all the way through the trial, we kept those egg counts at or below that 9 to 10 eggs per gram. The epinephrine group never got below that 9 to 10 egg per gram, and they just steadily went up. It was a pretty neat deal because actually what we found was that the weight gain on the trial was coming at the front when the animals and the grass was at its best. In other words, the grass was more tender, more nutritious. As the summer went on, the grass got tougher. And so what we did was we cleaned the animals out and we kept the worm burdens low at a time period when the nutrition was at its best. The long-acting epinephrine never lowered those egg counts below that critical 10 eggs per gram.
So I guess what the bottom line is that with these type of strategies, you're actually talking about the potential of ending up with more pounds of game, more pounds of beef.
Exactly. I mean, that's what the end game is you want to make sure that your parasite program is working. You want to make sure that it's sustainable, okay? And the way to do that is to use these classes of dewormers in combination, okay? And then you need to go back and check and make sure what you were doing was working. And you do that with a fecal egg count reduction test.
Dr. Harold Newcomb of Merck Animal Health says the real key is to get with that animal health professional, that veterinarian of yours, and map out a strategy, especially if it doesn't look like your deworming program's working very well. Map out a strategy to improve the efficacy of the program, perhaps by including a 1-2 punch, a 2-class approach of deworming your beef cattle herd. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.